Hello.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good day.
Good evening.
Hello there.
English from Australia. Programme number 8.
Hello, 我是王恩喜。今天这一讲和以前的有些不同。我们要复习一下前面七讲里学过的有些用语。另外还要听一下几位外国旅游者谈访问中国的观感。他们都讲英语，当然是你学过的英语。Barbara 和 John 呢，还在这里帮忙。
Hello.
Hi.
上一讲的内容你还记得吧？我们学了怎样问路。请你跟着 John 问下面的问题。
Excuse me, can you tell me where George Street is?
你还记得吗？你不知道这个地方在哪儿，该怎么说？
Sorry, I'm afraid I don't know.
Excuse me,Can you tell me where George Street is?
Sorry, I'm afraid I don't know.
意思是对不起，我不知道。当然，这只是一种回答的方法。如果人家问的地方你知道，你该怎么说？假定你在北京东长安街上往西走，北京火车站在你的左手。这时来了一位外国人。就说他是澳大利亚人吧，叫 David Brown。 他过来问你人民市场在哪儿。现在让 Barbara 带你回答，你跟着他说一遍。
Excuse me, I'm looking for the People's Market. Can you help me?
Yes, it's near CAAC.
意思是说人民市场在民航总局附近。
Where's CAAC?
It's in West Dawes Street.
And can you tell me where West Dawes Street is, please?
It's off Wang Fu Jing Street.
And where's Wang Fu Jing Street?
It's the second on the right.
Thanks.
你注意到没有？ David 为了引起你的注意说了这两个词。
Excuse me. Excuse me.
请你也说一下。这是引起别人，特别是陌生人注意的最容易也是最普通的说法。你也许还记得在第二讲里有两个彼此不认识的人在公共汽车站碰上了。
Excuse me, can you tell me when the next bus is due, please?
It's due in 5 minutes.
好，假定是你在公共汽车站上。你想知道下一趟车什么时候到，刚好 Barbara 也在那里。你跟他打招呼，再问问题。
Excuse me, can you tell me when the next bus is due?
5 minutes.
请你再问他一下。
It's due in 5 minutes.
行了，谈话算是开了头。你还记得吗？两个本来不认识的人寒暄起来，说些什么呢？再听一下第二讲里那两个人的谈话。
Excuse me. Can you tell me when the next bus is due, please?
It's due in 5 minutes.
Thank you.Nice day, isn't it?
Very nice.
哦，他们接着是聊天气。再听一遍问句，请跟着说。
Nice day, isn't it?
好，我们学过的闲聊天气的话，有的在下面的绘画里还能听到。有三位澳大利亚人在中国旅行，碰巧在火车上遇见了。火车刚从南京站开出，开往上海，时间是冬天，天气相当冷。 David 正走进自己的分隔车间，哈哈，没有想到咕咚一声出了事情。
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
Oops. Oh. Sorry. Are you all right?
Sure. You want a hand?
Thanks. There. Phew. Sorry, my hands are cold. It's freezing today, isn't it?
Hi. 短短的时间内发生了不少事情，对不对？David 两手冻得冰凉，正要把箱子放到行李架上去，一失手箱子掉了下来，正好打在另一位旅客的头上。 David 赶紧说对不起，
Oh, sorry，
还问那一位不碍事吧，
Are you all right？
那一位回答说一点不碍事。你要我帮忙吗？
Sure. Do you want a hand?
David 再把箱子在行李架上放好，跟那位不认识的人解释说，他的手冻得冰凉冰凉的。
My hands are cold.
接着他提到了天气，不提天气又提什么呢？
It's freezing today, isn't it?
我们把全部绘画再听一遍，看看往下可能怎么进行下去。
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
Oops. Oh. Sorry. Are you all right?
Sure. You want a hand?
Thanks. There. Phew.Sorry, my hands are cold. It's freezing today, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
By the way, I'm David Brown.
最后总算自我介绍了。这个说法我们在第一讲里就学过的。David 介绍了自己，他说
I'm David Brown.
下面听另外两位怎样介绍自己。
By the way, I'm David Brown.
Pleased to meet you, David.Fred Robbins.
Nice to meet you, Fred.
And this is Pat, my wife.
How do you do?
How do you do?
这就有了三位旅客了。David Brown, 他是一个人旅行。另外两位是 Fred Robinson 和他的妻子 Pat。再把那段话听一遍，请你特别注意，那几句话是在别人介绍你的时候你可以说的。
By the way, I'm David Brown.
Pleased to meet you, David. Fred Robbins.
Nice to meet you, Fred.
And this is Pat, my wife.
How do you do?
How do you do?
你现在向我做自我介绍好吗？当然了，你说了些什么我没法听到。不过我想你开头总应该说 I'm 吧。好。现在让 John 向你做自我介绍，你应酬一句。
I'm John Warnock.
你总说了一点打理的话吧？你看 Barbara 怎么说，你跟着试试。
Pleased to meet you, John. Nice to meet you, John.How do you do?
How do you do?
好，本来不认识的人谈话开了头，就可能东拉西扯起来。Pat Robinson 直到现在还显得比较文静。不过我们接着听火车上的谈话，再看看 Pat 的性格到底是不是属于文静这类型的。
How long have you been in China, David?
Two...
Fred and I have been here for 3 weeks. We love it.
Yes, it's...
And what are you doing here?
I'm here...
Fred's here on business. He's in computers. He's the manager of a computer company.
Oh.
Yes. Fred's been in computers for 10 years now.
Pat 的性格原来是这样的，你注意到没有？他到这儿来是因公出差，英语怎么说
？He's here on business. He's here on business.
这段会话里有些问句，你在前几讲里都学过。这些话和不认识的人闲聊起来的时候很有用。你跟着 John 和 Barbara 把这些话练习一遍。第一句很容易。你来中国有多久了
？How long have you been in China？
第二句，你到这儿来有什么事情
？What are you doing here？
还有是问别人的工作，在这里是问 Fred 的工作。
What does Fred do?
回答是
He's in computers.
请你回答 Barbara 的问题。
What does Fred do?
He's in computers.
David 到中国来干什么？我们无从知道。他在健谈的 Pat 跟前简直插不上嘴。好，我们把火车里的谈话从头听一遍。
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
Oops. Oh. Sorry. Are you all right?
Sure. Do you want a hand?
Thanks. There. Phew. Sorry, my hands are cold. It's freezing today, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
By the way, I'm David Brown.
Pleased to meet you, David. Fred Robinson.
Nice to meet you, Fred.
And this is Pat, my wife.
How do you do?
How do you do?
How long have you been in China, David?
Two...
Fred and I have been here for 3 weeks.We love it.
Yes, it's...
And what are you doing here?
I'm here...
Fred's here on business. He's in computers. He's the manager of a computer company.
Oh.
Yes. Fred's been in computers for 10 years now.
第三讲里我们提到怎样跟人约会，你还记得吧？问别人有没有空，比方说今天晚上有没有空，有一种问法是
Are you doing anything tonight?
我们听听 Fred, Pat, David 当天晚上到了上海，住上旅馆以后怎样安排活动。现在假定他们有两种选择，一种是
a Chinese opera，
中国的歌剧
a Chinese opera；
另一种是
the Shanghai acrobats，
上海杂技团的表演。acrobat 是杂技演员的意思。
the Shanghai acrobats。
下面 Fred 先问 David 有没有空。
Are you doing anything tonight, David?
No, I'm free tonight.
Good. Why don't we all go to the Shanghai Acrobats?
Great idea.
Or a Chinese opera. I love opera.
What about you, David?
I like music too. I prefer the opera.
Fred likes music. Don't you, Fred?
I like acrobats too.
Well, why don't we go to the opera tonight and to the acrobats tomorrow night? David, where will we meet you? At what time?
Just 这样，他们决定当天晚上观看歌剧。哎，这还不是 Pat 的意思，他说了算。现在，请你说几句有关约会的话。你先问 John， 今天晚上有事儿吗？用刚才 Fred 的问法。
Are you doing anything tonight, John?
No, I'm free.
这是一种问法。别的问法你还记得吗？
Are you free tonight, John?
再听一遍，请跟着说。
Are you free tonight, John?
Yes, I am.
你还记得怎么说你喜欢什么吗？请跟着 John 说这句话。
I like music.
再请你跟着 Barbara 说这一句，表示你选择什么。
I'd prefer the opera.
别忘了 I 也就是我这个字后面有个音的，请再说一遍。
I'd prefer the opera.
把上面那段话再听一遍。
Are you doing anything tonight, David?
No, I'm free tonight.
Good. Why don't we all go to the Shanghai Acrobats?
Great idea.
Or a Chinese opera. I love opera.
What about you, David?
I like music too. I prefer the opera.
Fred likes music. Don't you, Fred?
I like acrobats too.
Well, why don't we go to the opera tonight and to the acrobats tomorrow night? David, where will we meet you? At what time?
好，从第一讲到现在，你已经学了英语的某些说法，以及有关的语音问题。现在我们打算给你来个小测验，让你听几句话，其中有些词的发音，你能不能听清楚？ John 先说一句话， Barbara 接着问你其中某个词的发音，然后帮你核对。第一个，
Can you help me?
Say the first word. Can. C-A-N. Can you help me?
第二个。Pleased to meet you.
Say the second word. To. T-O. Pleased to meet you.
第三个 A cup of tea.
Say the word after cup. Of. O-F. A cup of tea.
还有一个非中毒的词，你想得起来吗？那就是 and, 发嗯的音，连接另外两个词。
Sweet and sour.
Rock and roll.
Spoon and fork.
实际上餐具里比较普通的是一副刀叉。
A knife and fork.
再听一遍，请跟着说。
A knife and fork.
好。前面我们听了 David, Fred, Pat 三人的谈话， 那当然是一种假想。如果真有几位到过中国的澳大利亚人谈谈自己的观感，你听了也许会很感兴趣的吧。我们的记者 Jeff Howard 邀请了两位最近去过中国的 Susan Miller 和 Graham Stewart 到播音室来谈谈。 Susan 是旅行去的， Graham 是因公出差，他是化学工程师。在听之前，请你先学几个词。
Scenery
意思是风景。
Scenery Scenery
Rocks
意思是岩石。
Rocks Rocks
Caves
意思是山洞。
Caves Caves
下面 Jeff 先跟 Susan 谈，顺便解释一下， Jeff 管 Susan 叫 Sue， 这是简短的昵称。 Sue 对于中国城市的名称看来是相当熟悉的。
Sue, you visited China recently, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Where did you go?
I went to Guilin, Xi'an, Guangzhou, Shanghai and Beijing.
What's Guilin like?
It's marvelous, beautiful scenery.
What about Shanghai?
Shanghai is a lot bigger than Guilin, of course, and it's very lively, noisy too.
Tell me more about Guilin.
Well, the river's very beautiful, and there are lots of rocks and caves. It's a great place, I love it.
他们谈到了桂林和上海。 Jeff 问，桂林这个地方怎么样？请你跟着 John 问这个问题。
What's Guilin like?
Sue 把桂林描述了一番，他说桂林这地方太好了。
It's marvelous.
风景很美。
Beautiful scenery.
Jeff 又问到了上海。 Sue 说上海比桂林大多了。你跟着 Barbara 说一下这个句子。
Shanghai is a lot bigger than Guilin.
上海很热闹，但又太吵。
And it's very lively, noisy too.
Jeff 还要 Sue 进一步谈谈桂林的情况，请你跟着 John 说一下这个句子。
Tell me more about Guilin.
Sue 照 Jeff 的要求又说了几句。他说桂林的那条河，这里指的是漓江，也很美，岩石山洞很多。你再听一遍，看看这一次听力有没有进步。
Sue, you visited China recently, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Where did you go?
I went to Guilin, Xi'an, Guangzhou, Shanghai, and Beijing.
What's Guilin like?
It's marvelous, beautiful scenery.
What about Shanghai?
Shanghai is a lot bigger than Guilin, of course, and it's very lively, noisy too.
Tell me more about Guilin.
Well, the river's very beautiful, and there are lots of rocks and caves.It's a great place. I love it.
Jeff 又问 Sue 和 Graham 对于中国旅馆和伙食的意见，请你先学这些词儿。
On the whole，
意思是整个来说。
On the whole， On the whole，
Comfortable，
意思是舒适的。
Comfortable， Comfortable。
Talking of food,
意思是要说伙食嘛。
Talking of food,
both,
意思是两者。
Both.
Jeff, 先问这两个人对于中国旅馆的印象。
What do you think about hotels in China? Graham?
Are they good?
Sue?
On the whole, I think they're very comfortable. And I like the hotel food very much.
Yes, I agree. I think the hotel food in China is very good.
Well, talking of food, is Cantonese food better than Sichuan food? Graham, what's your opinion?
No. In my opinion, they're both marvellous.
I don't agree. Sichuan food's too hot for me. You always need a large glass of cool water on the table.
Well, thank you, Sue and Graham.
Thank you.
你听出来了吗？这段话里有好些用语你都学过，特别是征求意见和表达意见的用语。Jeff 问，你觉得中国的旅馆怎么样？请你跟着 John 问这个问题。
What do you think about hotels in China?
Graham 回答得很简单，很好。请你跟着 John 说这句话。
They're good.
Sue 用了 I think, 我觉得。他说他觉得中国的旅馆很舒适。请跟着 Barbara 说这句话。
I think they're very comfortable.
Sue 这样提出自己的看法。整个来说中国的旅馆很舒适。请跟着 Barbara 说这句话。
On the whole, I think they're very comfortable.
Sue 也喜欢中国旅馆的伙食。你注意到了没有？ Graham 表示同意说了什么。请跟着 John 说这句话。
I agree.
在谈到广州菜是不是比四川菜好吃的时候， Jeff 征求了 Graham 的意见。你跟着 Barbara 问他的意见。
What's your opinion?
Sue 不同意 Graham 的看法。请跟着 Barbara 说这句话。
I don't agree.
Sue 说四川菜太辣，他没法吃。还说要吃的话，桌上得放杯凉水。这当然是素的看法了。我们再听一遍这段谈话。
What do you think about hotels in China? Graham?
Oh, they're good.
Sue?
On the whole, I think they're very comfortable. And I like the hotel food very much.
Yes, I agree. I think the hotel food in China is very good.
Well, talking of food, is Cantonese food better than Sichuan food? Graham, what's your opinion?
No. In my opinion, they're both marvellous.
I don't agree. Sichuan food's too hot for me. You always need a large glass of cool water on the table.
Well, thank you, Sue and Graham.
Thank you.
You. 好，这一讲里我们复习了前面七讲里的许多材料。我们希望这对你有些帮助。下个星期播送第九讲，要学怎样有礼貌的请别人为你做某件事情，特别是在旅馆里怎么请别人做某件事情。今天已经听完了第八讲
Our eighth program.
黄安喜在这儿跟你说再会。
And from me, John Warnock.
And from me, Barbara Frawley. Bye.